There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. It was 2 years ago, and in honor of her father, Susie Chaussois from Ottawa, Canada, started a charity project called From House to Home Canada, which donates discarded furniture to refugees. So far this year, the charity has assisted 250 families from countries such as Syria, Afghanistan, and Ukraine, and she anticipates 250,000 refugees to arrive in Canada by 2026. She tells us how she guides new arrivals when helping them choose for their new homes.
Right now, I pick everything for them. Sometimes I send pictures, but to be honest, we are switching over to the concept where clients will come in and pick, but they're not walking through the whole warehouse and they're not picking from our whole selection. They will pick from a designated area that we will keep restocking. The reality is people just want the new things that are in the boxes, and not everyone can have the new things in the boxes. We need to share the love.
At a recent Ottawa Red Blacks football game, she was awarded the Wood Cookie Award, which recognizes community members making a difference and contributing to society. Well, let's continue along the reward path, and the King David Award has been awarded to European Parliament President Roberta Metsola by the European Jewish Association for her support of the Jewish community in Europe. She received the award after visiting the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp in commemoration of Holocaust victims, where she laid a wreath at Death Wall and attended a memorial service. Metsola emphasized that the world needs to acknowledge and not deny what happened during a time which witnessed the worst crimes against humanity, adding that the award will always reminder of such crimes and the need to stand up against such atrocities which do not belong in Europe. She also confirmed her intent to establish a permanent Holocaust memorial at the European Parliament. E-commerce giant Amazon has now come under pressure from Jewish groups to remove NBA star Kyrie Irving's anti-Semitic book and film titles from its website, which he has been promoting on social media. Latest reports indicate that the company is now considering adding a disclaimer to the form. In a communique issued to Amazon, the Anti-Defamation League, in conjunction with Irvin's team, the Brooklyn Nets, calls on the company to, quote, either remove the virulently anti-Semitic book and related video, or to label them with a note about their offensive content, unquote. The American Jewish community has also added its voice to the issue, requesting it to be removed from the platform. Thus far, the form has become a bestseller, topping all documentaries on Amazon, and has since gathered 370 reviews on Amazon's popular movie database. Masa, which in Hebrew means journey, is exactly what 14,000 young people from the diaspora, in addition to 2,000 Jews aged between 16 and 35 from 5 different countries, will experience through Masa programs, where they will merge with Israeli society for a few months to 1 year and participate in internships, which will teach English, focus on career development programs, academia sessions, and community activities. This year's event also sees an increase in fellows of the Masa Doctors Program, comprising 200 Jewish doctors from Eastern Europe and Latin America, who will partake in a 1-year training program and combine with the Israeli health system. Young people taking part in these programs will come from, amongst others, North America, Russia, Latin America, Europe, Australia, South Africa, Ukraine, Turkey, and Uzbekistan. In the 19 years since Masa was established, over 190,000 fellows and alumni from 60 countries around the world have participated in detailed long-term programs in Israel, experiencing the country as a local. And a new treatment, which has been developed at Tel Aviv University, may considerably improve the effectiveness of chemotherapy in breast cancer patients, which, following this particular process, will reduce the risk of lung cancer spreading from 52% to only 6%. The formula identifies what generates a cancer-promoting environment as a result of chemotherapy, and researchers have found that by adding an anti-inflammatory agent to the chemotherapy process, the spread of cancer can be prevented. Well, during experiments of this method based on an animal model, the researchers have so far reported positive results and hope that further research will lead to more effective ways of dealing with breast cancer as well as other types of the disease. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.